Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A little after 5 here on a Football Thursday because, yes, the New York Jets have been graced the honor of appearing on prime time. Thursday Night Football tonight, the Jets against the Patriots, their first meeting of the season. I can't wait. We'll get more into that game coming up, plus we'll make picks on tonight's game. And, of course, your phone calls, 888-808-1019, but it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. It's memory lane time, folks. The Jets and Pats getting set for a matchup in New England tonight with the Patriots wearing some weird, ugly uniforms. The Jets entering tonight since the year 2002 have just 5 wins in New England. So we are going to rank those 5 wins here in Cinco in terms of the most memorable.
Oh, God.
All right. Do you remember all 5 of these wins, Evan?
I remember a bunch of them. Oh. I mean, you want me to start naming them? Well, I mean, there's one that's an obvious number one.
Yeah. So
we'll work our way there. It's actually one of my favorite moments as a fan.
Okay.
It's the number one moment.
Mm. All right. So here we go.
Here we go.
Number 5.
It was 19 years ago yesterday. 2006, the Jets win 17-14. Chad Pennington navigates the Jets to a 5-4 record. 17-14 win, as I said. Kevin Barlow had a rushing touchdown. Jericho Cotchery, the leading receiver, had a receiving touchdown. And Eric Coleman with a very important interception off of Tom Brady. Chad Pennington outdueling Tom Brady.
That was the surprise man genius season.
Right. Yes.
Every season what almost has a nickname. 2006. It was Eric.
So that was Brady's second year?
No, 2001 he entered.
Yeah, he's a long-term veteran at this point.
Was that his second Super Bowl season?
No, he didn't win the Super Bowl that year. That was the year the Indianapolis Colts won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
And his team lost that AFC championship game the following year is when they had the big undefeated season.
Yeah, this
you guys spoiled.
Of course, the Pats retool. All right, here we go.
Number 4.
Today is an anniversary of a Jets-Patriots win in New England. On this day, 17 years ago, Brett Favre beat Matt Cassel and the Patriots 34-31 in overtime. A back-and-forth game that ended with a Jay Feely game winner for the Jets.
So, wow. I was at this game.
Former Giant.
I was at this game. Me and Joe made the trip on a Thursday night to Jets-Patriots in New England, the Matt Cassel game.
17 years ago, Bev.
To the day.
To the day.
They tied the game in the last second on a Randy Moss touchdown. And when we won the game on the game-winning field goal by Jay Feely, it was not a sense of excitement. It was a sense of relief. Mm. Because remember, you're also talking about a year in which there's no Tom Brady.
Right.
So, you know, this is a
you
different...
You should have beat them.
Yes, and they had a lead. I mean, they, you know, so in the car ride home that night, Joe was passionate that they needed to fire Eric Mangini. And I found it interesting because I was like, bro, we're 7-3. We just won a game. We just beat the pick. Bro, this is not the freaking answer. This guy, he's going to find a way to stick it up. The whole thing. And Joe was right. I'll never forget. It's one of my early lessons of working with Joe that, as crazy as it sounded, he was really prophetic about it. But yeah, it was one of those wins that I don't have a lot of joy from just because of how they won it
right.
And obviously where the season went because they were very soon ready to collapse.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
How about week 18, 2024? Breece Hall's 50-yard rush ended Bill Belichick's run as Patriots coach in a 17-3 win.
Here's what's funny about this game. We argued, all of us, about tanking and not tanking and do you want to win this game? And I was emotional of absolutely, they're the Patriots. I want to win. I want to beat this freaking team. They hadn't beaten them in a million years. And you throw in Belichick. These years later, the game means nothing to me. Like, as I sit here right now and you bring it up, I have no movement, no excitement. It's just, okay, yeah.
And this loss secured Drake May as the third overall pick.
Oh, jeez.
Which, you know what? There you go. Like, it was one of those games where there wasn't even much satisfaction because half the Patriot fans wanted to lose.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, in the moment I liked it, we're sitting here right now, that game means nothing to me.
Had the Patriots won that game, the Giants pick third in that draft, then maybe they take Drake.
So you're mad at me?
Just bringing it up. Just mentioning it.
So you've taken a Jet Cinco and made it about the Giants.
I always find a way.
Number two.
How about around Christmas time, December 22nd, 2002? This is what started this whole thing between 2002 and now. The Jets in a must-win game, tussling with the Pats for the division. They get to an 8-7 record behind Chad Pennington, again beating Tom Brady. This time in a 30-17 win. Game was 17-17 deep into the third quarter. Field goal gave the Jets a 20-17 lead. Then the fourth quarter, 10 unanswered for the Jets, including a Wayne Krebet touchdown pass. The Jets would win the next week to clinch the division at 9-7. And, of course, go beat the Colts in the first round of the playoffs 41-0.
I mean, that's an eternity ago.
How about Pennington being Brady's daddy?
Well, Tom Brady wasn't even Tom Brady. It was his second year in the league. And the Patriots, like you said, missed the playoffs that year. And so... And by the way, they secured the Jets the division because the following week they beat the Miami Dolphins, which allowed the Jets to win the AFC East the last time they've won a division with a 9-7 record.
Why do you hate them so much? They did so much for you early in the Tom Brady year.
That one moment was very nice. I appreciate the Patriots that day.
All right, and here we go.
Number one.
As we all know, the 2010 divisional round, the can't wait game, Jets' last playoff win. Deion Branch caught a meaningless touchdown with 36 seconds left to make this romp look a lot closer than it was, a 28-21 final.
Last row of the stadium, upper level, 50-yard line. Me and Ernie were there. Now you may say, where's Joe? What happened to Joe?
Yeah.
What happened to Joe?
Well, a few weeks earlier, we were at the Monday night game that they lost 45-3 to. Mm-hmm. That was the same season, and literally a month and a half earlier. We got harassed so badly, it was so vicious, it was so awful, that Joe said, I will not go to that game. I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, a week earlier, we were in Indianapolis for Jets-Colts. We made the trip for Jets-Colts. And once it was official that it would be Jets-Patriots, to me it was a no-brainer, I'm going. Ernie, our producer at the time, I'm going. And Joe's like, I can't do it. And he would not go back in that building because of how horrific the harassment was a few months earlier. And I'll never forget saying this to Joe on the air. I said, but Joe, what if we win? It will be possibly the most satisfying moment as a sports fan that you've ever had sans a championship. Mm. And he's like, yeah, I can't risk it because he understood what it would be like if we didn't win. And bro, I get it. Like, 45-3 was harassment. It was so bad that if we lost a playoff game to the Patriots, Tiki, I don't know what would have happened. Right. But my mind was, we got to take the risk because walking out of Gillette Stadium that night, oh my, I wanted to rip my clothes off. I wanted to just rip my clothes off and lay naked in the middle of the field because that was my house. That was my bed. That's my bed. I'm going to lay everywhere. And I took so much time leaving Gillette Stadium. Tommy loves it. How I run out of stadiums and arenas so quickly?
Yeah, all the time. Like you left your oven on.
It's funny. I not this one. I can't relate to that at all.
Why?
Because that fandom is not me. That like craziness is not me. Like I need to... you know what? It's not true. When Virginia won the national championship, I was there. And I think I was on the court for 3 hours afterwards.
See?
Just hanging out with everybody. Oh. Katie Kirk was down there. It was awesome. But that would be it. But that was so personal. That was like my life. You know what I mean?
You don't think this is personal?
I mean, what tie do you have to the Jets other than spending money on them?
Well, that's a tie.
It's a big tie.
I love that. Put it this way. I love my wife and kids. I've loved the Jets longer. Like, they've been in my life longer than my wife and kids, and I love them, and I'll give everything up for them. But there's an emotional tie to your sports teams.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm telling you, I would have moved into Gillette Stadium that night. I never wanted to leave. And every Jet fan felt the same way. And that's why if I ever ranked, you know, we did the Cinco de Peno a week ago. If we ever did the Cinco
de Joyo.
Joyo. This may be number one. And I think the reason it may be number one, because you could look at the game and say it's a great game, it's a great win, but it's the second round, it's not the championship right. game, you've had this, you've had that. I think it's because of 45-3 a month earlier. To be in that building and be harassed by those disgusting Bostonians, the way we were harassed, to come back a month and a half later in the same building and basically pull our pants down and, you know what, go
yeah.
to, you know, just.
Did you cry?
I got a yeah. Oh, that definitely a tear.
All right, that's good to know.
So do you think that's okay? But do you think it's better to cry after beating the Patriots in a playoff game as opposed to I'm a baby.
The yeah. Eagles in the middle you of a baby. Meaningless season?
You are a baby. People always know
but a good baby. Thank you.
People always know I cried after Brian Daboll's final win.
That's true.
All right, that's single.
All right, thank you, Sean. That was a very good list. That got me all excited. That actually pumped me up for the prospects of tonight.
That was an important win, though, by the way, Sean. The Eagle win. That was an important win.
It's an important win.
Yeah, it was.
What have you guys done since?
Doesn't matter. We just had to beat them. It's at one point, some point in the last whatever, you had to beat them.
Can I make the case here more?
Make the case for what? That
why,
it's an important
why,
win.
Why it was important an important win.
All right.
I agree with you.
Okay. Forget Dable for a second. For the Jackson Dart era of New York Giants football, we got the Ziggy off the board with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, he can't be daddied by the Eagles for his entire career.
That's true. That's
We're not going to hear, oh, he's never beat Seattle. No, we got that one out of the way because we have to keep hearing about how Dak Prescott always beats the Cowboys and we can't beat him.
You know why I take a step back and I say, okay, I'll give that to you? Because of how I'm feeling about tonight.
Yeah, of course. It's like, the same thing.
It is kind of same, even if it's backwards, if you will.
Right. How long has it been?
Well, no, they've beaten them recently. They beat them last year.
I know,
on
but consistently, how long was it?
No, it was. You got to go back 2 decades from consistent beatings of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
It's the pre-Tom Brady era.
Right.
Now, the Jets have beaten them twice in the last couple of years, at home a year ago, as you recall, the home opener. I was in the building for that one. Obviously, the final Bill Belichick game a year earlier. Mm-hmm. So the Jets have beaten the Patriots. They've gotten that away. But I think where New England is right now, being an 8-2 team, the Jets beginning something new right now in the Aaron Glenn era, doing this on the road. Sean just did a list. They've only won 5 games there in the last 2 decades. It would be meaningful to win, even if the season ends at 5-12. Like, if one of those wins is tonight in New England, it goes a long way. So I rescind my sarcasm to you celebrating the Eagle win from a few weeks ago, because it is a blood rival, and I understand it, even if it costs you a really good player.
We have Jalen Brunson news.
Oh, good. Let's find out. So for those that are not aware, last night, with 1.5 minutes to go in the game and the Knicks trailing by 16, Jalen was in the game, and it appeared he turned his ankle. And it appears it's the same ankle that he injured last year. He left the arena in a boot, but he took his free throws.
And crutches.
He did take his free throws.
And he walked off.
Right. So who is reporting the update?
I'm going to read Shams' tweet.
Ah, Shams has it. Mm-hmm. Now, before we read this and you tell the audience, Tiki, what's your prediction?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know what? I hate to copy you.
Right.
I think it's a mild ankle sprain. He'll be evaluated in 2 weeks. That'd be my guess.
Grade one, 2 weeks.
Sure.
All right. Word for word. New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson sustained a grade one right ankle sprain. He will miss Friday's game against the Miami Heat. Sources tell ESPN he will be evaluated daily.
Oh, okay.
Even better.
That's even better. Now, he could still be out for 2 weeks just because you're evaluated daily.
Right.
But grade one strain, so what does that mean?
It's not a tear. It's just kind of a stretching of a ligament.
What was?
It's always ligaments. Like when you're talking about ankle sprains, it's not, oh, my bone is sprained. It's always a ligament.
What was the strain last year?
Like, what he was had it? This last year? Same what? Ankle or different? I don't remember.
Same ankle. Was it a grade one or was it called something different last year? Just to use it as a frame of reference, because again, he ended up missing 15 games last year. So he missed about, I guess time-wise, would be about a month last year with that ankle issue. So I'm just curious to try to find and do our detective work, because the Knicks are also not going to really tell you, as we've experienced the last couple of years.
They didn't tell us.
They didn't.
Like, no, but they didn't tell us the severity. It was just an ankle injury.
But they also didn't. They never tell us a timetable,
right?
As we never get. But I am curious if they did give us a severity on that ankle injury. And the fact that you haven't found it yet means the Knicks probably didn't give one.
No, they ruled him out at least 2 weeks, just calling it an ankle injury. Yeah.
So they never gave it a number?
No. So this was the Knicks PR tweet on March 7th, 2025. Jalen Brunson sustained a sprain to his right ankle. An update on his status will be given in approximately 2 weeks.
Okay. So, yeah, they were very nondescriptive. And remember, this didn't come from the Knicks. This came from Shams calling it a grade one strain. So I probably have to look back at what Shams tweeted about Jalen Brunson's ankle. But either way, if there's going to be an injury like this, you'll want it now. This is the time to rest and not have it be a big deal. It's all about being healthy at the right time. That's the bottom line for the Knicks. It's bottom line for the Dodgers. That's how they won the World Series. All their injured pitchers happened to be healthy at the right time.
Right. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
Let's go to Andre in Connecticut. What's up, Andre?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Hey, Last week, you guys, I know Tiki and Evan, you guys were talking about some of these college quarterbacks coming out. Evan, you were saying that, you know, the Jets aren't in it. You know, you'll start watching some of these games. Part A, I wanted to know if you guys caught any of the games this weekend.
Yes.
Because I caught Mendoza, and Mendoza looked amazing.
Yes.
And so did So did Moore in Oregon. But what my question is if I was looking at the NFL standings, not that I'm rooting for the Giants to lose games, but with the state of the Giants right now, if they ended 1-2 in draft picks, what would you think? My thought, Giants trade out, obviously.
Yeah.
But what would your predictions be for Jets, Giants, if Giants finish 1-2 for the draft?
Well, if the Giants finish, the Giants aren't taking a quarterback. So I know we floated that out.
I asked a question the other day. It was a very innocent question. I said, guys, if you're concerned about Jackson Dart's health or concerned about his recklessness, and you love one of the quarterbacks in this draft, would you consider taking a quarterback and trading Jackson Dart? And the Giant committee here at WFAN all turned it down. I wasn't recommending it. I was asking a question.
No, thank you.
Okay. I may ask that question every week, by the way.
If the Jets are one, they're taking a quarterback. Or two.
Yeah.
They're taking a quarterback.
Best quarterback available.
Right. And I don't know who else. Who else could potentially be one at this point? The Saints?
The Titans.
Saints, Titans. Titans aren't. Saints probably would.
And Cleveland's in the mix, too.
God. Cleveland.
They're not taking a quarterback?
No, they have. I mean, they would.
I would assume so.
So there's a lot of teams that would take a quarterback. So that makes me feel like our last caller, I forget his name, but that the Giants would trade out.
Yeah, I think the Giants are likely to trade out because there are teams desperate for a quarterback. And the scenario that...
And the Raiders are six.
But
they also need a quarterback.
You would certainly think so. I think the scenario that is realistic and kind of funny and hilarious and beneficial for everybody is if the Giants are picking one or two, the Jets win a bunch of games, which could happen,
right?
And they're picking five or six,
right?
And the Jets use their newly found cavalcade of picks to trade up with the Giants.
Right, because there's so many teams that need quarterbacks this year.
And it's the ultimate win-win because a lot of Jet fans, I can't speak for everyone. I know I feel this way. Joe feels this way. We want to watch them win games. Mm. Winning matters. It helps the direction of this franchise. And if I have to trade picks to move up to get the quarterback I want, so be it. And if you're a Giant fan, you believe you have your quarterback. If you happen to lose and you have a higher pick, you'd love to take our picks, especially if they involve Dallas's. So the ultimate win-win in the New York football fan community
is the Jets to win and the Giants not to.
Yes! And then we get the quarterback, you get the picks, everybody's happy!
They just can then not mess it up.
You know what? That means one thing and one thing only tonight, Giant fans. Let's go Jets.
Of course. Yes. Of course. You should be thinking that anyway. Aren't you a good New Yorker?
I am. That caller earlier would be very happy.
I'm just kidding. Let's go to Dean in Asbury Park. Hey, Dean.
How you doing, guys? So I'm doing, since Dable got fired, I'm doing what all fans do and, you know, thinking of all the options. And you guys are talking about if Kafka ended up with the job. Mm-hmm. And I kind of came up with an M. Night Shyamalan twist to how that ends. And he ends up bringing back Wink Martindale to run the defense.
Oh, jeez.
I can see it happen.
I don't know what their relationship was. But I doubt it was adversarial.
No, I don't think so, because it seems like the reporting over the last few years about Dable is that his craziness, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, his passion.
His passion was directed at a lot of people. Kafka took a lot of it. Remember, he grabbed the play calling away from Kafka
right. And
didn't give it back. We know about how it ended with Wink, so it's certainly possible that they have a good relationship. And if Wink wants to come back to the NFL, he's currently the DC at Michigan, I'm sure he'd love it. To come back and stick it to Brian Dable? Because it kind of would stick it to him.
Yeah, only if they were good. Only if he took advantage of all the assets that everybody's been raving about on this defensive front and made it really good.
Yeah, of course. Look, of course, like, you have to be successful.
They'd have to be a top 10 defense. Otherwise, it's going to... If they're just what they are or worse, it's just like, that was a waste.
I'll tell you another
reason. It's the last thing you want to do.
One of the reasons I'm rooting for it is, I don't even know if Sean remembers, but he said a lot of bad things about Wink at the end. Like, he really picked Abel's side over Wink.
Well, yeah.
And so, of course, yeah, I mean, you're a company guy. So,
no, I just think he's a hothead, too.
Okay. When he comes back.
I mean, he is.
Yeah.
When he comes back, that audio is going to be flying.
Is it? Boy, it's interesting that Wink doesn't have an NFL job right now, huh?
Well, he may. He may have the Giant job.
Okay.
Court. So, you do not want him?
By
is
the
that
way,
what you're saying?
I seriously doubt that.
Think so?
Yeah.
Would you want him, Sean?
I mean, if my options are Shane Bowen or Wink Martindale, yes. But no, I would like to just open up a new avenue with something refreshing.
No, I got you. I understand. Though, remember, people usually hire those that they're familiar with.
Yes.
And if Kafka had a good relationship with Wink, and he does turn this opportunity into a job, I don't think it's crazy. Anthony's in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Teek, everybody, how you guys doing?
All's well.
Good.
Now, on that number one moment with the Jets when they beat the Patriots,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, not only did Bart Scott do the plane and came back and yelled at Keyshawn and everybody for not having their back,
yes,
but
right.
Remember, if you can find the video, check this out. The whole studio was making fun and laughing and joking about the Jets all morning and calling them names. And when they panned the video back to the studio with Boomer and Tom Jackson, they all didn't know what to say. They were all flabbergasted. It was incredible. And it was my favorite moment as a Jet, too. If you could find that video, it's amazing.
Funny? I don't know if I've ever even seen it because I was at that game. So I remember the Bart interview and how viral that went. It's legendary. It's probably the best memory from the game. You know, if you ask someone, hey, what do you remember from the game? Are they really going to say LaDainian Tomlinson touchdown or Braylon Edwards touchdown or Santonio Holmes' touchdown, which was big? Are they going to say that or are they going to say Bart Scott with his whole thing?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't remember that that's how ESPN treated the Jets. Look, they were big underdogs, obviously, for good reason. I mean, they were 10-point underdogs going into that game. 9.5-point underdogs was the official line. And I understood the skepticism. But it's football, and I think the Jets were proving they were a good team. They were in the AFC Championship game a year earlier. They had just gone to Indianapolis and beat the Colts in Indianapolis.
But they were disrespected a little bit.
You think?
And they took it personal.
I'm sure they did.
Which is sometimes hard to do because you over-emotionalize it for yourself, and then you end up making mistakes instead of being focused on what you're supposed to be. You're listening to the nonsense as opposed to getting ready for the game, but you give those Jets credit because that was, I mean, that was a fun win for them.
Oh, fun win.
Even if you aren't a fan. It was just kind of like...
Fun win. That's the biggest understatement I've ever heard. Fun. Yeah, it was fun, all right. I think that team...
I'm not a Jet fan.
I understand. That team was so disrespected, not just by the national media, but by New York. I remember what Francesa used to say about them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what Sean Morris used to say about them, even though he didn't work here. I heard about it. I knew. They're not that good. Rex is a blowhard. They're overrated. And I think that there were two reasons why that team was disrespected. Number one, Rex was obnoxious, and it annoyed people.
Right.
Totally get it. And number two, the quarterback. In a conference with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, Mark Sanchez was looked at as not being in their league.
And he freaking stinks!
And while he may not have been in their league, he beat them both.
Right.
Back-to-back weeks on the road. And no one could take that away. Now, did they do it because they grounded and pounded? Sure. Did they do it because their defense was awesome? Absolutely. But Mark Sanchez has that on his resume. And I think the combination of Rex being obnoxious and Sanchez being, you know, Sanchez, is what led to the ultimate disrespect that they faced, not just in New York, but nationally.
Some always said after that game, 6 went for 7.
Mm.
Mark Sanchez wore number 6.
And what's the 7 part?
The touchdowns.
Oh, but if you're going to put those two numbers together, you got to juggle your hands like this.
Oh, 6-7.
See, I'm juggling my hands.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know. You didn't realize you were doing this.
No.
6-7.
6-7. Wait, you didn't know you were doing 6-7?
Just go to break.
You just did that as a like a regular joke?
No, he didn't.
I was trying to see if you caught it.
Oh, come on. 6-7. I'm all over 6-7. I'm all over it. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. And yes, what do we think happens tonight? Our prediction for the big Jets-Patriots game. So tonight's Jet game is an Amazon Prime game, but they simulcast it locally. That's still a thing they have here with the NFL. So I was looking at my cable provider just out of curiosity so I can let everyone know, hey, if you don't have Amazon Prime, here's where you can watch it. It's on WNYW. Is that Fox?
That is Fox.
That is Fox. Okay. That may be different, I guess, based on your location. But yes, you can watch this game on Amazon Prime, but it also will be on a local affiliate. One quick thought, speaking of TV, the YouTube TV, ESPN controversy. They have not been on YouTube TV, I think, for a couple of weeks now because there's a dispute between Disney and YouTube TV.
Right.
And here's what I would say. To each his own, right? It's up to you. It's up to what you find important. I happen to be a sports fan. I talk about sports for a living.
Mm-hmm.
I also happen to be a fan of the Mets. They play on SNY, a network that happens to air our show, Hi SNY. I happen to also be a Nets fan. They play on the YES Network. YouTube TV does not have SNY. YouTube TV does not have YES Network. So while I feel bad for everybody out there that's all pissed off about the ESPN thing, my question to you would be, why did you ever have YouTube TV? Because if you're a sports fan in this town, and if you're not, that's fine.
Right.
Then, again, to each his own. If you're a sports fan who happens to root for either the Mets or the Yankees, or the Nets, or the Knicks or the Rangers or the Islanders, okay, any local team, YouTube TV doesn't have any of those regional networks. Mm. Not a one.
No biggie.
So is this more, this is a national thing. This isn't just a New York
thing. No, it's a national thing. But right. To our New York audience, I wonder.
And New York doesn't care.
Well, I disagree. A lot of people have it. I just don't understand how they have it.
Well, you mean why? You
don't why they have, why it. Right. They have it. Right. That was, yeah. That's my follow-up. And but, I will be honest with you.
As a New Yorker, are you worried about this?
So I'm not, but I know that I've heard Sal talks about he has it and Gio has it.
Well, how do they for watch what? The Mets or the Yankees then?
Their workaround is they have the Gotham Sports app.
But the only way, okay, so you just buy the Gotham Sports app.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there's an easy workaround, I guess. So there are ways to do it, but then what's the point of YouTube TV?
I agree, because you're not saving, once you buy, because the Gotham Sports app on its own is not that cheap.
Well, so the only reason you get YouTube TV is because you've cut your cord.
I understand, right? But there are other ways to cut your cord and get all the channels you want.
Now, I agree.
Like, I have DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is expensive, I'll be the first to tell you that, but DirecTV Stream has SNY. DirecTV Stream has YES Network. DirecTV Stream has MSG. Mm. So I love it. And so to me, I'm like, why would I? And by the way, they don't pay me a freaking dime. I pay them a lot of money. So this isn't an endorsement. This is me as a human and as a sports fan just saying, that's the streaming right. service.
There are alternatives in New York.
It's yes.
It's different when you're outside of New York.
Yeah, I'm only talking about New York. Right. I mean, I don't know how guessing is with these other services. I just know that I used to have YouTube TV. I loved the product. It was a good product. And then YES disappeared and SNY disappeared and I disappeared.
Right.
And I was like, you lost me. Yeah, like,
right.
You can't. Now, you can maintain others. Like, my wife was good. She loved it. She's like, why are we leaving YouTube TV? And I said, honey, I can't do this. And she made me a promise. She said, well, if we leave this streaming service, the next one we go to, that's it. Like, I don't want to be jumping around. And I'm like, look.
Do you look at YouTube TV as a streaming service?
Yes.
Or as a... See, this is the challenge.
Like, it's a streaming service.
But what is it, though?
It's like cable TV.
You're getting cable TV. So why is it a streaming service if it's just an alternative to cable TV?
Oh, it's a streaming cable service. Is that how we should call it?
Now we've gotten convoluted with the terminology.
It's convoluted because I just have cable. I very rarely use it, but we have it.
Right.
Because so that I can watch Showtime and everything else. And but then I also have the apps. So all of the Netflixes and the Amazons, Paramount, Hulu, everything. And so it feels like at some point it's just going to all come back to what it used to be. But YouTube TV feels like a pointless alternative.
Well, I mean, having a cable streaming right? service is valuable because, like, for example, I used to have cable.
Is it cheaper than cable?
It doesn't have commitments. Like, you're not signing contracts. I find it more user-friendly. Like, Verizon Fios was fine, and I like Verizon Fios.
That's what I have, by the way, Verizon.
Yeah, which I like Verizon Fios, too, but I found the streaming services, like, on the go to be easier. Like, if I'm watching something and I'm not in my home, I just found it all to be user-friendly. Now, it doesn't mean that hasn't changed with the interface of Verizon Fios, but you're right, in essence, in that it's cable TV. It's just you're getting it in a different way. All I know is that YouTube TV, and it has the NFL Sunday Ticket, which you can buy separately, so you don't need to be a subscriber to YouTube TV, which I do. But, like, DirecTV Stream is the one that has all the channels, so I don't have to worry about subscribing to the Gotham app.
Right.
It's all there. And so I guess I wonder, and you gave me the answer, you could just subscribe to other services. YouTube TV, with all due respect to them, they feel very unappealing. Like, what the hell's the point of them?
And to answer, Tiki asked an important question. There was a time where that was monumentally cheaper than some of these other cable companies right. we know. that time has essentially passed.
Right.
If you have whatever you need channel-wise, a lot of these cable companies, they've regressed to the mean, while the streaming services know they have you, and they've jacked it up. You're not saving much money by the time you buy these other apps like Gotham and YouTube compared to what you're doing with cable.
One thing I wonder about is when you get cable, don't you still need a box? So you need someone to come over and hook it up?
So I have, mine, I have one box, but everything else is a wireless little box that just kind of beams to my TV. So
so you need one setup, but after that, everything else streams off the first one.
Exactly. It's so unintrusive now. So everybody kind of is a cord cutter in many ways.
Right.
We're just getting technical.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's become cable TV.
Yeah.
It's cable TV in different ways. And then you run into the problem of Netflix and Amazon Prime and having all the different services. Like, the other day, and we were talking about it, how great Death by Lightning is, which is the movie about the great James Garfield. And I'm glad that people are hearing about James Garfield. What a great man he was, and he would have been a great president. Unfortunately, a psychopath named Charles Guiteau killed him 3 months into his presidency. So there's this great miniseries out there about him, and both of them, and it's fantastic, but it's on Netflix. And if you don't have Netflix, you can't watch it.
No.
What about Peacock?
I don't know. And then you need Peacock.
It's not on Peacock.
Peacock?
You need all these different services to get to different things.
And you know where that's really coming into a problem if you have kids now, too? It almost feels like all these services. You know how we do fantasy drafts? I think they had Christmas movie drafts. Because I'm seeing this thing float around you. If you want a certain movie, it's only on Peacock.
It's all split up, dude. Right.
Peacock.
So if you want to like check the boxes of all your family fit, you need all four or five of these networks
smart
anyway.
TV, we watched Child's Play last night.
Wow, big night in a bar house.
So Tegan, my nine-year-old, wanted to watch Child's Play. And so I had no idea where it was. But these smart TVs, you just go Child's Play. And it tells you where it is. Now, if you have the app, it's easy. If not, you can buy it for $3.99.
Right, that's the backup option.
Right. We had the app. It was on. And so we watched Child's Play last night.
Did you finish Death by Lightning?
I have not.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't want to get Peacock!
And, you know, I had my phone out this morning. I was dialing Joe Beningo, because Joe loves presidents, too. Like, he's big in it. He knows Chester Arthur. Mm-hmm. So... sounds like he knew him. So
Chester
Arthur. I was about to call him to say, you got to watch Death by Lightning. And you know why I hung up the phone? I never called Joe.
Why?
Because once he would ask, where is it? And I would say Netflix, he'd be so confused.
Right.
I wouldn't know where to go with it. And it's like, all right, you're never going to see this. So can you bring it up tomorrow when he's on, like, passingly?
Yes, I will.
By the way, Joe.
By the way, Joe, you got to check this out.
What a goddamn disgrace.
Yes, Charles Guiteau definitely was.
Yeah, oh, completely disgusting. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, and we'll make a pick on tonight's Jet Patriot game coming up at around 6. Scott is in East Hanover, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
Tiki, my neighbor. How are you, my brother?
All's good, Scott.
Tiki, I have a question for you. I mean, listen, I hate the fact we fired Dable because it's the jet syndrome of the hamster on the...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Wheel going around and around, but it is what it is. So yeah. Here's my question. Do you think, hypothetically, Mara, the gods of football, guys like Belichick, Parcells, and Coughlin, just to call them, bring them into a closed-door meeting off the record and say, what are we doing wrong here? You guys know the New York media. You know the pressure. What am I doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? Why wouldn't he go to one of these gurus and talk to them?
Yeah, I don't
pick their brains a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be about asking what they're doing wrong. I think it would just be asking their advice. The challenge is I don't know how connected Bill Parcells is anymore. Bill Belichick is, I mean, he feels lost.
Bill Belichick would just recommend himself.
Right, and he's down in North Carolina worrying about college football season that's going nowhere this year. Maybe it'll improve after the Bill Belichick way gets installed down there in North Carolina with the Tar Heels. And then Tom Coughlin has been around. And so, I mean, he was here in the preseason. So I'm sure he has asked that question, you know, getting advice. But again, how connected is Tom Coughlin to what's going on in the coaching world in the NFL at this stage? You know what I mean? It's like you're making the assumption that once you're in the game, you're always in the game. Some of these guys aren't.
If you do this, a coalition of legends, and you bring them in, you'll end up with Bill Belichick as your head coach. Because Bill would just say, hire me.
Sean, find out who did this. Who did the Lions use? Because the Lions did this before they hired Dan Campbell. They had I think Barry Sanders was one of them. They had a coalition of like younger people, stakeholders.
Well,
people who cared about the organization.
Oh, so people connected to the Lions.
Because connected to the Lions.
The Jets have hired groups to help them find their coach and GM.
That was Tannenbaum and
the 33rd Club.
33rd Club.
Yeah. And they've done it before that with Charlie Casserly. They've done that for a while, which I guess I respect Woody Johnson knowing what he doesn't know, which is help me hire somebody. So that's common, but I think this is different because you're talking about guys connected to the franchise.
Yes.
But guys who also know what's going on, because you're right. Like, we all love and respect Tom Coughlin and Bill Parcells, but I don't know how much they can help right now. I don't know what advice they could possibly give. You know, I don't know if that's the answer. Let's go to Joe in Little Ferry. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing tonight?
All's good.
Nothing. Couple things. I should say a few things. Number one, just got to vent a little bit with the Giants. It sucks that for the past 2 years, I couldn't have taken my son and I to a game because I refused to give these guys a penny on the product they put out. The last time we went to a game was that debacle on the home opener against Dallas when it was hot during the day and it poured throughout the whole game.
Right.
So it just sucks. I'm just very frustrated as a 53-year-old Giants fan of what the hell's been going on for the past 10 years now. Number two, as for the offense, yeah, there are a couple players away, maybe 2-3, one lineman, another obviously wide receiver. But I think we need a lot more help on the defense, guys. We need a legitimate linebacker out there. We need somebody in the middle. You know, I don't know college that well and everything. I don't know who's coming out as a linebacker or the defensive tackle. But obviously the Giants are going to be in the top five, if not, you know, closer to number one. And number three, Shane has to go. I'm sorry. The product he's put together over the past 4 years, even the people behind him, you know, the scouts that go to the college games throughout the year looking at talents, they put together nothing for 4 years. Fly, Bellinger, and all the other crew, I don't know, on other teams, they're not starters. Why they're starters on the Giants right now, and why is the people, the scouts that go to the college games and evaluate talent, and why Shane's there, and I don't know, maybe the Joe Shane is backup GM is better than him. I don't know, but the defense and all the scouts and talent upstairs, they all got to get wiped out because enough's enough. I mean, how much more can he take as a fan?
I know.
Holy crap!
That's right. That feels good to say as a fan because you're getting a pound of flesh, as people always like to say. But to do that is so hard, right? To reconstruct an entire scouting department just makes no sense. I think it's more of a directive that has to come down from a general manager that's fully understood, and you know exactly the type of player you're trying to get, so you don't get these misses. Now, with that being said, Cordell Flott was a late round draft pick, right? He wasn't supposed to be a third or fourth.
They had 2/3 that year, Zudu and Flott.
That's right.
He was extremely young. He was the youngest player in the draft.
Right. So he was a project. He was all right, we have an extra third round pick. Let's take a cornerback and make him a project. I don't know if they thought that he was in line to be a starter. And physically, his body hasn't evolved to what it needs to be an NFL cornerback. He's tiny. And so he got hurt earlier this year? Of course he did, because he weighs 180 pounds. So is the process flawed? Sure. Are they bringing in some of the wrong players? Absolutely. But there are times when they've hit, and those guys are going to be stars.
One thing he said at the beginning of his angry phone call that I got to help everybody out with, he said he hasn't gone to a Giant game in years because he didn't want to give them money for how bad the product is. And I've heard people say mm-hmm. that about every team in this town. I don't want to give them money. All you've got to do to solve that problem is go to the secondary market where you give someone else your money,
right?
Not the franchise, and then you get to see the team you love. It's actually a nice little cheat code so that you don't have to give the franchise that you're mad at money. Nice and easy.
Right.
Go on one of the ticket resellers, give that random person 70 right. bucks, and boom.
Yep, you're there. By the way, here's what I was talking about, alluding to with the Detroit Lions. So Chris Spielman, who was a former player, got hired as a special advisor to Sheila Ford, who was the owner. And then Barry Sanders, along with the former Cardinals general manager, Rod Graves, and then Mark Hollis, who was a former Michigan State AD, formed an advisory board, and they helped search for the general manager and the head coach, which turned out to be Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. So it was a process that wasn't just like, oh, I like this guy and I know this person. It was a detailed, in-depth process.
You could be on the board.
Uh-huh.
Tiki Barber could be on the blue ribbon?
What?
Red ribbon? What's the ribbon committee? Like, they have a committee that's got a colored ribbon. Blue ribbon? I think it's blue ribbon. I think I got it right the first time.
Do you not want to wear the ribbon?
The blue ribbon committee. The blue ribbon committee.
I know what you're referring to, but I have no idea.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
Right.
Is it a blue ribbon committee? It's got to be. I think I got it right the first time. And the fact that all of you are looking at me like I got 10 heads makes me very nervous.
Blue ribbon commission.
Blue ribbon commission. Yeah, close enough.
A blue ribbon commission.
Yeah.
A group of distinguished individuals appointed to study, analyze, or investigate a specific issue.
There you go. I used it correctly.
You did. I just had no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, I needed to go commission instead of committee. That was my fault. You would be on the Blue Ribbon Commission.
This is Tiki Barber.
It would be Tiki Barber. It would be Phil Sims. It would be Rodney Hampton. It would be Michael Strahan. It would be Eli Manning. It would be Tom Coughlin. It would be Ben McAdoo. I'm just kidding. You know Ben McAdoo's on the Patriots coaching staff?
Is he?
Yeah.
I completely lost track of him.
He's a defensive assistant. I know that sounds surprising because he was an offensive guy, but yeah.
Well, that means he couldn't get a job as an offensive guy.
That's what it means.
No, I'm being serious.
No, I'm laughing
Thank
about
you,
it.
Thank you, SNY. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's good.
What's up?
So listen, I have a question. If I want a experienced head coach to work for the Giants, and a winning coach, but how does that kind of coach go into Joe Shane's office for an interview and look at Joe Shane and wonder, this guy has had losing records, the roster has been constructed poorly, he has poor draft picks, and that coach is thinking, this guy's going to be my boss? He's going to interview me? I'm like, Joe, get out of the power chair. I'm going to sit in the power chair, and I'm going to interview you. Right. I mean, it's
Mike, I think that is actually going to happen. I mean, it's not technically an interview for Joe Shane, but there is going to be back and forth because there has to be a confluence of ideas. They have to match what they're thinking about roster construction.
Well, keep this in mind. Joe Shane is not hiring the next head coach. Mm-hmm. Just like Joe Shane didn't fire this head coach.
Right.
It has been reported, Paul Schwartz did great reporting on, it was ownership. It was Mara and Tisch who came together and said, we're going to make a change. They didn't ask Joe Shane.
Right.
They called Joe Shane in and they said, hey, Joe Shane, you're not going to be, we're firing Brian Daboll. And he's like, okay. And so,
what about me?
I wonder if he said
you're
that.
Safe.
What about me? So I think what's naturally based on that going to happen here, if Joe Shane is even around, because I'm still skeptical that if they go 0-7 or if they fall off the rooftop, right, that he won't be around, that he may not be around. Mm. But there was a report yesterday from Adam Schefter. He said it very quickly on his podcast that the veteran head coach could get rid of Joe Shane.
Right.
That Joe Shane could be a part of finding the coach, and then the coach could be like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to work with you. So I wouldn't be overly concerned about that because it sounds like if they're able to get a veteran head coach, that's what would end up happening.
Right.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.